This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. You know, joining me today, Dave Carter, and we always love having Dave and Mary on, and they're so knowledgeable about CBD. But Dave, I want to talk to you about something totally different today. I want you to share with us, we talk a lot about this, about the lifestyle piece of your life. Dave was diagnosed many years ago, one of the longest surviving patients, known surviving patients, with melanoma in the brain. And yes, I know it sounds so crazy, melanoma in the brain. And you have been using, and Mary found cannabis years ago, and your journey, we talk about on, you know, your journey to Carolina Hemp Hut, carolinahemphut.com. Your lifestyle is so remarkable today, and I just am amazed at how you live your life and the lifestyle habits that have changed. And for people that are saying they could never do it, you were a big junk food person. You loved sugar. So tell us your journey into this lifestyle that you are living now.
Well, first I have to give accolades to my wife, Mary, who's not with us today. She's got other meetings, but she is an amazing advocate for healthy living, and she adapts quickly. Me, I'm a slow adopter to things. But what she did is she started reading more, and she started realizing, hey, maybe we shouldn't be eating so many of these non-organic products. So we switched to organic products. Maybe we shouldn't be eating so much sugar. So we dropped sugar. And she would come up with good ideas. She would give me a lot of scientific reasoning for it, and then I would follow. But the reason I was easy to alter, the reason it was easy for me to change my mind so easily, is because a long time ago, when the doctor told me that these tumors, every time they are removed, they will likely come back, and at some point they'll come back in a way that they can't operate anymore, they can't do anything about it, and it will be terminal. So because of that, I started thinking more and more, I need to do things to stay healthy. And as the years progressed, I did more and more things to get healthier, because I started realizing that, you know, life is short. And most people don't realize that. They don't realize how short life really is.
I just have to say that, unfortunately, I know only too well, because one of the most loveliest people in my world died very suddenly. And my nephew, and you know, was just talking with him, mm-hmm. and a few days later he's dead.
Yeah.
It was that quick. It was that sudden. That sudden death is just like so stunning in a negative way. I mean, it just shocks you. It just shocks you. You know, Dave, I don't want to get on the bandwagon here, but I just have to say that we as Americans have been dealt a very bad hand, and we are not understanding the role of food. We're not understanding the role of medications and the way in which they're being abused. And the irony is, don't do drugs, but hello, what are you all doing? What are you all doing? Do you not listen to the commercials of these big pharma drugs? There's now one for hot flashes. Come on, give me a break.
There's a drug for hot flashes?
Yeah, there's a new drug out for hot flashes. there's a drug for everything. And this is where we've gone wrong. We have allowed this to go on because we and New Zealand allow advertising. So what I would love for us to do today is talk about the lifestyle. The lifestyle that radically changes your health.
I want to say this one thing that I've said to a lot of people who have visited us in our Carolina Hemp Hut shops. And people will come in, I'll set the stage really quickly. People will come into the shops, and if I'm there, I'm greeting them and happy to see them and everything. And they'll tell me a situation they have. For example, they have high A1C and they want to lower it. And I'll ask them a question. I said, well, do you want to lower it truly? And they'll say, oh, yeah, I want to be able to pass this physical or whatever it is. And I said, well, are you doing everything you can to lower it? And most of them will say, oh, yeah. I said, oh, so you've changed your diet. Oh, no, I can't drop my cheesecake.
That's exactly the point. That's why I started out by saying most Americans are not. The New York Times 10 or 12 years ago did an entire magazine to sugar, the entire issue, and the deleterious effects and the real truth about sugar. And I really thought that that was going to have an impact. I was so excited. I wish I kept it, but I didn't. But that next Sunday, life is back to normal. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's just mm-hmm. It passes.
Yep.
It's like I have all the intentions in the world that today I'm going to eat better. But then someone walks in with the donuts or someone walks in with the fast food or, you know, the pizza's on the table or it's easier to get the Chinese. It's easier to get the takeout. And I was horrified yesterday and horrified. A friend got food at the food bank for another young woman. And I looked at the groceries and I went ballistic. I said, I wouldn't even give this to a dog. I didn't even know they still make margarine. Margarine.
Ooh, horrible.
The food. I am like speechless over how the crap that was in those two bags. And I said to my friend, do you not understand that this is not good for her brain? Do you not understand that what you're feeding her brain is all carbohydrates, chicken McNuggets, and processed cheeses and cereal dosed in sugar? Really? I understand it's free. And even the peanut butter had sugar in it. Even the peanut butter.
Yep. Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize that they're killing themselves, and they are happy to accept death as occurring slowly. They've tempered themselves, most people temper themselves to believing that, well, I'm going to die someday. Might as well die enjoying the things I enjoy.
Yeah.
And that's a horrible attitude because you're just accepting an earlier demise. When you can be with your family, you can do more, you can accomplish more, you can enjoy far more if you live longer and live healthier. But people choose to live an unhealthy lifestyle. You mentioned the margarine. Margarine is, I don't know why people would use that. That's essentially industrial waste.
Yet exactly.
They're highly using it.
Processed, highly processed, and more important, filled with detergent. Detergent. You're eating detergent.
Well, they have to clean up the oils, the hydrogenated oils.
That's right. That's what canola, and if you're all using canola oil and all the oils that you're, you know, in the supermarket, God bless you, but they're so bad for you, so bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, if people just would decide, do I want to live and do I want to live healthy? A lot of people will say, no, nah, I don't care. I'll take this. And they're okay being obese. They're okay having stiff or painful joints. They're okay with heart disease. They're okay with metabolic syndrome. They're okay. You know, all these things that you can be okay with, you really need to realize that you're being okay with death faster. because that's really what's happening. You're creating your own demise by embracing these damaging products. And we do it all the time.
We do it all the time. You know, I have to say that there was a time when holidays meant something. You got together and you had food and you had homemade food with real food ingredients, and you celebrated and you got together as a family. And it was fun and it was nice and it was treats that you never got. You got maybe once or twice a year. And now what's happened is our taste buds, because we're eating so bad, and we've got to get ready for a break. So let's take a quick break. We'll be back with Dave Carter from CarolinaHempHut.com. They give a 10% off for Frankie, so use Frankie10, and we'll be right back with Dave and his journey and his story, which is so amazing.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor, right, and use your insurance. Well, what would you do if you had a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem, just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons to call the Detox and Treatment Helpline. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-262-4690. That number again, 800-262-4690. Call today, 800-262-4690. Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now, 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And welcome back. And Dave, those days of the holiday dinners and those special times are long gone, unfortunately. And now what's happened is that we as Americans are using every day as an excuse to eat those foods that have sugar and that are high in carbohydrates.
Well, people these days don't know when to control themselves. They are very open. There's an expression, they don't govern themselves. Most people just say, this is the way I'm going to live. This is the way I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm living my life. How dare you judge me? And it's all about feelings and emotions rather than practical outcomes. And an example for me, if I wanted to, someone offered me a truffle or something, I'm like, oh, I like truffles. You know, if I had a sample of a truffle, I wouldn't say, let me have another, because I've had the sample. I'm okay. I don't need any more of these things. But so many people want to embrace having bad thing after bad thing because it continues to taste good. It continues to feel good. And there is no governor on what they eat or what they decide to do. And that goes for even things like drinking or cannabis. I mean, there is a therapeutic level for cannabis and there's an untherapeutic level.
Yes, absolutely.
And people will abuse it one way or another just because they can. And they say, well, I'm an individual. I can make these stupid decisions. They're my decisions. Well, good for you. If you can't get into a car easily, you can't get into your clothing easily, you can't walk, you can't, whatever it is, whether you're too large, you're too inflamed, your body is on fire because of the joints suffering from sugar and everything else, you're doing it to yourself, and that's your choice. You're not governing yourself. So if you choose to take what I would call the unhealthy road, yeah, that's your choice. I can't affect that choice, but I can certainly provide information and say, you know, there may be a better option. And that's what I do just about every day. I try to embrace it myself. It's really difficult, I have to admit.
Making the right choice. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I like to say is that if we give a time out and we went back to what real food tastes like, because there isn't anything more delicious. I had these gorgeous blackberries the other day. I mean, they were just nature's candy. They were just absolutely exquisite. But when you're eating real, highly processed foods, your taste buds lose the distinction, and we are not able to really appreciate. I mean, I love sweet potatoes, and I find them to be so satisfying that they're just absolutely delicious. They're so good, nutritious, but people are unfortunately forgot what real food tastes like.
Well, you mentioned the sweet potatoes. You can eat those pretty much, just cook them and mash them or do whatever you want and eat them quite easily without worrying about adding extra stuff. So many people think you have to add all sorts of stuff to them.
Yeah.
Lots of butter, which I guess is okay for in some cases, but then they add marshmallows or sugar, brown sugar. Yeah. They just add crap to it. And when you think about it, they're just damaging you. Even more, the sweet potatoes, as you mentioned, those are super amazing. And having a dish with just sweet potatoes as your seasoning is fun because it's like a dessert, but it's not a dessert. And you can enjoy it, and it feels good when you get used to it. But you mentioned that people don't get used to things, or they get accustomed to the shortcut foods, like the sugary stuff. Their brains are being reprogrammed to accept only those things. They get a nice dopamine hit and it feels good. And like when I have a sip of Coca-Cola, oh, that feels like, now if I do it, it's like, oh my gosh, that's gross. And I actually have to get used to drinking it again. But the people that are used to it, that sip is like, ah, oh, that's so refreshing. And to me, it's like that sip. Oh, my God, that's nasty. Why would you have two sips of that? Yet people do it and they'll have another sip. It's just like smoking for the first time. And it's people, well, it took me a few coughs to get through it. Now I love it. They're like, oh, doesn't that kind of tell you something? Maybe you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. I think that going back to lifestyle, so it really... This is not, no one said it was going to be easy at this point, but I really believe there is a major connection, and many doctors have supported this, that the food and the mood are connected, and there is a strong connection. So you're in for the fight of your life, and you're doing this because you really want to enjoy your days and your life and your lifestyle. And but what I want people to understand is that they're going to feel better. You know, when you wake up with a food hangover, you don't realize that it's a food hangover. When you have psoriasis, when you have eczema, when you have aches and the pains that we're talking about, you don't realize that it's because of the foods that you're eating. It's because of those foods that have that effect on the body. And you may be allergic and you don't even know it because you just think this is how I'm supposed to feel. And so I want you to tell us how you feel every day waking up, because it's different for you. You're living a clean life. You're exercising. Tell us what you do on a daily basis, please. Inspire us.
Okay. So when I do wake up in the morning, I wake up, I put my feet on the ground, I stand up right away, and I feel great. I don't have the, because your back hurts or whatever. I don't have the pains that I used to have, which I did have a lot. I was one, overweight, and two, I had a lot of inflammation. And I think so many people are facing that today. They wake up every morning, they put their feet on the ground, and they groan because it's painful to get up, or it feels very uncomfortable. I don't have that anymore. I've gotten rid of that. I don't do stress eating. I know that there is a gut-brain connection. I see the relationship right away. I remember days in the past where I would eat something, and then the next morning, I would have the reflux. I would have the heartburn, or I'd have something like that. And I would be belching and all this other stuff. It'd be like, oh, I'm never eating that again. I'd say that. And then 2 weeks later, I'd have the same thing all over again, whether it's tacos or whatever it is. Your body is telling you you are doing something wrong, yet you still do it. But when I wake up every day, I feel good. The only thing I ever have a problem with are the occasional headaches, which come because of where the tumors are. Yeah. But other than that, and other than, you know, basic illnesses like a cold or something, I feel great. I get on with my day. I'm very clear-headed. I don't have issues with focus like I used to. I get into my exercise routine. I have a treadmill, which I love because I get to watch videos that are all uplifting and fun and educational. Yeah. So they vary, and I program my mind to go for the positive. I'm either learning something that helps me get ahead, or I'm getting something that affirms better decisions. So my health decisions, it's something that talks about the gut-brain relationship, for example, was a recent podcast I listened to.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Frankie Boyer, CarolinaHempHut.com. Frankie, 10% off. We'll be right back.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol. the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
welcome back. We're talking today to Dave Carter, and Dave Dave Carter is talking about his lifestyle and the choices that he has made. And those are choices that we all have options in life. And I say this on the health show all the time. We're not sitting ducks. But your lifestyle, and when we look at the centenarians, Dave, and those centenarians are my role models. I love these centenarians. I love the way they're living their lives, because they're not, you know, and the blue zones are Loma Linda and Costa Rica, Greece, Italy, Japan. And those are the blue zones when we talk about the blue zones and the centenarians and the studies that have been done. And these men and women live into their 90s and 100s and beyond. And they do it because of the lifestyle, the connection. They wake up with purpose. They cook foods that are from their land. They move. Their life is filled. Their life is filled with family, friends, and something other than themselves. They're not narcissistic. They're not looking at their cell phones. They're not looking at their emails. They're not bogged down with that. They're just not.
You know, I'm going to mention the devices. If people, you know, a lot of young people would say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're old. Yeah, I don't care how old you are. If you are using a device all the time, you are walking around with a crutch, and it is doing damage to you, and people just don't realize that. I use computers all the time, but I know Mary gets a chuckle every day. I have a very set regimen. At 5 o'clock, I step away from the computer. I finish whatever task I'm on, and I step away. Not like other people. They'll keep looking at their devices. Yeah. I stop. I have a discipline with that. Just like I have a discipline with my food. I know that things that go in me are the things that will help heal me and keep me alive. I don't put it in my mouth unless I know that it's going to help me.
Right.
And a lot of people will say, well, I can get away with just this, or I can get away with just that, or I'm still young, or I still feel okay.
Yeah, that's the big thing that I get. You know, well, what do you expect? She's eating like a 25-year-old eats. No, no one should be eating like that. No one.
I make this joke. I said, what's an acceptable amount of poison?
Exactly.
If you're 25 years old and you're putting poison in your body and you're thinking, well, it's not going to kill me yet. Well, okay, it's going to kill you. You've acknowledged that. Okay, let's go further into this and see where we need to figure things out. Because most people don't want to accept the fact that what they do hurts them. The devices are hurting people. So staying up and looking at your phone until 2 a.m. is destructive, extremely destructive. Eating food that people eat, anything that's processed, just about anything that's processed, and so many other things. Taking drugs randomly just because it makes them feel better, or taking a drug just because it fixes a problem that they have that they don't want to address with better diet.
Right.
Nobody chooses benign anymore. They choose easy.
Yeah.
It's tough for me when I see that, but I'm embracing my own life, and I'm going to stay alive as long as I can, despite the fact that there are tumors that are trying to do otherwise with me.
Right.
And, you know, if I just gave in like everybody else and ate like everybody else and behaved like everybody else, I'd have a very limited lifestyle with very bad food, and I would probably not be around right now.
I absolutely agree with you. And I think that let thy medicine heal, let thy food heal. And that was a saying and still is. And I want to talk about how do you feel, because there's this difference when you put crap in. You wouldn't expect your car to drive, to go out on the road if you didn't take care of it. If you put something other than gasoline, it would not work. And we are not understanding
the microbiome of our body. We're not understanding the endocannabinoid system. We're not understanding how our body works and what we're needing and why we need it. And I think that that's the sad part. That's the sad part, that we have really wonderful, we're understanding certain plants. We're understanding how certain diseases may be affected that can get a better result. And we as Americans want that fast pill, that fast, quick response. You know, it's just the way it is. And I think the lifestyle that you have chosen and the way that you eat is a real indication of how you're holding on to your good health and working hard. And you've chosen to go the vegan route. Now, not everybody is going to want to be a vegan, but tell us the mentality behind it.
I started out by changing to two meals a day because I realized that breakfast isn't an important meal. It's marketing that tells you how important breakfast is.
Yes. So you do intermittent fasting. Which is so critical. Absolutely. I love intermittent fasting. Yeah.
And anything I can do to improve the autophagy is what I do. So I'm always looking for ways to improve autophagy and slow down angiogenesis, or the production of additional blood vessels for the tumors. So I concentrate on foods that help me in those avenues. I really want to make sure that every day is purposeful with my meals. So my first meal of the day is typically a very small, what I call a snack meal, but it's whole foods, and it's almost always whole foods, and it typically is uncooked stuff. So I'll have little bits of olives, which I guess you can call them uncooked. I'll have little bits of cauliflower or something like that. Sometimes palm hearts, just little fun, yeah, little natural, fibrous, fun things that are easy to snack on. And that's my quick meal.
Yep.
And that's my breakfast, if you were to call it a breakfast. But my meal of the day is typically, I'll take something, and I do most of the cooking for myself and for Mary, and I enjoy it. And it's going to be something like some steamed broccoli tossed with some yeast, some nutritional yeast, to give it a kind of a fun taste, and pepper and a little bit of lime seasoning and stuff like that. I'll just do different things. And I've got cookbooks that I've referenced, and for the most part, I've learned what I like. So I'll just make those things. And I vary it all the time. Like one day it'll be asparagus and some squash and something else. But I look for seasonings to make things really interesting and fun. And that's where I have a blast. I don't look for things like sweets to make them interesting and fun. I look for different seasonings. Most people probably only have about 3 or 4 spices in their cabinet.
They haven't been to your house or my house. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
So when I open that spice cabinet, oh, my God, it all falls out. I can't even fit it all in the cabinet. It's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah, so you get it. And I have spices that people can't pronounce. And right, it's like, what's right, this for?
Right.
What's fenugreek? And it's like,
you know what? Fenugreek, by the way, is one of those spices that Dan Buettner wrote about in the Blue Zones when he talked about, you know, the different tribal yep, people around the world, mm-hmm, on the Blue Zones. They use fenugreek.
Yep.
Fenugreek,
yeah.
Yeah, fenugreek. Yeah, they use it. It's so good, especially for diabetics. It's yep, very, very powerful, yeah.
That and turmeric and pepper. I mean, there's so many wonderful things. That's why the Indian diet Indian cuisine has so many really good anti-inflammatory properties to it. But it's these things, these seasonings that these various areas are using that I embrace. And that has changed my life because I enjoy what I eat. And it's purposeful. It's not random. And a lot of people randomly eat. Like, oh, here's a Hot Pocket. I'm hungry. I'm eating. Well, I don't eat randomly. I eat purposefully.
Yeah, yeah. This has been so wonderful chatting with you and getting an inside look at lifestyle and how you have embraced the way in which you are living the exercising, the meditating, the educating your mind and all of that. And people can find out more about what your mission and Mary's mission at CarolinaHempHut.com. And give out the phone number, please.
Phone number 855-436-7645. The easy way to remember, 855-HEMP-OIL.
And CarolinaHempHut.com. And they are giving out 10% off for anyone that uses Frankie10. I thank you and Mary for sharing your lives and being so open about this journey, and it's beneficial for all of us. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Dave Carter.
Thank you, Frankie.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust.
The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. And Dave, give out that website, please.
It's CarolinaHempHut.com. Just spell it out, CarolinaHempHut.com. And the phone number is 855-HEMP-OIL, 855-436-7645.
Awesome. Thank you for that. We only have a few minutes left, and we have to put everything in a neat package to give people the hope that is out there. And you're a perfect example, and you're the shining light that we have right now, because you're not just doing, people need to hear this, you're not just doing CBD, and you're not just doing mushrooms, and you're not just doing, you're doing meditation, you're doing mindfulness, you're eating clean, beautiful foods, your life, you're exercising, you're moving, you're doing so many things, Dave.
It's a never-ending process trying to live. And a lot of people give up on life. They give up. They just go into a mode of complacency where this is good enough to them. And I think if you want to live and you want to live a beautiful life, you need to embrace it as much as you can and find the better parts every chance you get. Because with me, Mary has been such a coach for that. And we, as a team, we are always looking for the better way to improve our outcome. Is it drinking cleaner water? Yes, then we'll drink cleaner water. Is it walking an extra mile? Yes, we'll walk an extra mile. Is it meditating more? Is it being mindful? Is it having the cleaner foods? Yes, we're examining all these things. And if someone gives us another opportunity to learn more, we jump on it because we want to find out what could help sustain our lives as we enjoy it, but also prolong our lives. And me having cancer isn't a big deal. I'm more concerned about being alive, and it's not necessarily the cancer. There's everything else that's after me also.
Sure.
On our store shelves. And if the mushrooms work, I'll use the mushrooms. If the cannabis works, I'll use the cannabis. If clean diet is a big part of it, I'll stick with that. And so far, these things are working and they're showing positive benefits for me and for others. So I'm going to embrace things that are positive and not as dangerous. I'll always choose the most benign solution whenever I can. And if everybody else would do that, I think there'd be a lot more healthy people out there.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. And you know, the question becomes, CBD was controversial with little Charlotte with her epilepsy. Mm-hmm. How do we microdose CBD for kids with anxiety? And do we do that? You know, there's just so many questions. And I don't know what the answers are, but I know that for ADD and ADHD, CBD could be the answer instead of the medication. And yet we're not looking at that as an option. Wouldn't even think of looking at that as an option. But give a kid a drug that could make them into a drug addict, some studies have shown down the road.
Yeah, they're quick to give kids methylphenidate, you know, the stimulants, rather than things that cause the body to find some sort of homeostasis or some sort of balance internally. Yet, you can stigmatize these things just because they are derived from cannabis. It's like, oh, now you're going to make the kid high. Well, CBD doesn't make anybody high. And they want to stick to that. And it's an old argument. It needs to go away.
It really needs to go away. And it needs to go away fast, because we as Americans have been, we have not been taken care of. And I hate to say it, but we're not being taken care of. No one is watching out for us. Very few are. And that's part of the problem. It's part of the problem. And I know in my heart of hearts that the answers are here. I know they are. They're in this world of cannabis under this umbrella. And I'm so grateful that we have guests like you, Dave, that can talk honestly and openly about things.
Well, I appreciate being able to be on this show with you, especially as you are such a protagonist for healthy living. I mean, you support people making healthy decisions, and people should examine what they are doing in their lives, figure things out, and find the better solution every time.
And there are solutions, and that's what you and Mary do at CarolinaHempHut.com is you give people solutions. You're giving them alternatives. You're giving them resources. And, you know, we've talked forever about, I tried it, it didn't work. Well, try it again. Try, Kate. Drink water. Figure out how to make it work, because that's what you have to do. It's not one time only. And nor would a medication be one time only. A doctor would never say, oh, just take it once, and then if it doesn't work, don't ever take it again. That would never be a conversation. And yet when it comes to CBD and cannabis, it is the conversation. Anyway, this has been such a wonderful hour, a candid, honest conversation, an open conversation. That's what I love to have on this program. And that's the vision for this show, and to continue that vision. I thank you so much. Your journey is so commendable, and I really want to give you the highest form of support, Dave, because what you're doing, Dave Carter, is absolutely miraculous. You're changing your genes, you're changing your DNA, and you're doing it one step at a time. And you all can find out more and give them the phone number of how they can get more information at CarolinaHempHut.com.
The toll-free number for Carolina Hemp Hut is 855-HEMP-OIL, which is 855-436-7645.
Awesome. And you get 10% off because you know me, which is awesome as well. That's a great thing that happens. And the conversation needs to be continued. We're just at the beginning of it. It's just an honest beginning conversation. Thank you all for being part of the show. I'm Frankie Boyer for Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.